I'm all for making clients' lives as easy as possible, reducing the stress, and one way of doing that is kicking spreadsheets into touch when it comes to financial record keeping. In this week's I Hate Numbers podcast, I'm going to be looking at some of the time-saving benefits you can make with cloud accounting, how you can gain visibility into your finances, and also the outline process what's involved in moving from a non-cloud solution to a cloud solution. There's also a link, folks, in the show notes where you can get a copy of our free guide that expands on this theme. Let's crack on.
You're listening to the I Hate Numbers podcast with Mahmood Reza. The I Hate Numbers podcast mission is to help your business survive and thrive by you better understanding and connecting with your numbers. Number loving care is what it's about. Tune in every week. Now here's your host, Mahmood Reza.
But firstly, I think we need to clarify what exactly is meant by cloud accounting. Essentially, it's another type of software that helps your business manage your finances in an efficient manner. Unlike traditional software systems, it works online instead of storing all your data on a single device or a filing cabinet. It makes it much easier, more convenient, more accessible for you, your business, and your team. I mentioned time-saving benefits of cloud accounting, and there are many benefits, but time is certainly a big dimension and a big saving that all businesses will experience. Now, saving time and money, for those two, are inexorably linked. If you're not using cloud accounting currently, you're probably spending time, countless hours, even days each week, manually updating your spreadsheets, performing repetitive tasks like reconciling accounts, entering data from your receipts into your system. But with cloud accounting, manual data entry is a thing of the past. All your financial data is stored securely in a cloud-based system. It's encrypted, it's secure. You can access it anytime, subject to the internet going down. You can quickly access the data to help you make those decisions and manage your finances. Many apps exist that can connect with your cloud accounting system. And my own personal favorite, Xero, by the way, is one that connects not only a multitude of apps, but can connect to websites and other CRM and other type systems, which means that you have an integrated system going for you. Then when you're not using a cloud accounting software, all those hours you spend manually updating your spreadsheets, for example, means paying more labor costs than necessary. Those labor costs will translate every year to a big impact on your operating savings. The second area I want to have a look at is where you can gain better visibility into your finances. There were found over the last few years of being involved with cloud accounting, but it's a game changer for businesses. It's a way of gaining that total visibility of your finances, making them quick and easy to access. You're not wasting precious hours sifting through sheets, documentation. And if you're running a small business, those hours can run up pretty quickly. Even if you've got resources, help, employees, outsourcing people to help with those tasks, it can still be challenging to keep track of everything and ensure everyone's on the same page as to where things stand at any given moment. Cloud accounting lets you easily track your income, your expenses, and your profits in real time. You get a better insight, a better understanding of your cash flow. The old cliche, cash being king, is very, very true and appropriate. You can make more informed decisions about where to put your money, how to allocate it, and how to spend it wisely. You've got control and transparency over your business finances. The last thing I want to look at in this podcast is how you get started. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, check out the link in the show notes and there'll be a link to a free guide which goes in not only for the background of cloud accounting, what it works, its features and its benefits, but what you need to do to kickstart and move along and embrace the cloud. Now, if you've ever struggled with making a change at your company, you'll know how complicated and time-consuming it can be. In this case, the transformation involves moving from one system to another. An accounting system can be a pain to manage, especially if you've got lots of data and you've got to keep track of everything. But there's good news. Your accounting system doesn't have to be the source of headaches anymore. And here's a few tips to share on how to make the transition as smooth as possible. Your first step is normally defining your requirements for the new system. You need to include things like what reports you will need, whether or not there are any business systems that need to integrate with them, consider whether or not there are any apps that will make the transition much easier, what records or data you want to retain, what records and data you want to delete. Once you've decided on the requirements that are going to be most important for your new system, make sure that people involved in your business is aware of what's going on. Communication is really key for any transformation project. Make sure they've got time to know what's coming up, got time to prepare, and ask those questions. The communication is key with any business and helps the transition run more smoothly. Give everyone enough training pre-implementation or post-implementation so they know what to use in the meantime. They also know how to use the system in its best way once it goes live. In all the cloud accounting implementations we do, we take clients on the journey with us, we make sure they're involved, and we make sure there's training that's provided once the system is set up, and we provide their support once the system goes live as well. Now, once your cloud accounting system is in place, choose the appropriate date for migrating over from your old system to the new system. Typically, it could be the end of a VAT quarter, it could be the end of an accounting year. Create a checklist of all the data that needs inputting into the new system before the migration actually occurs. Preparation is really going to be important here. What customer supplier data do you want to retain? What customer supplier data do you need to add on? Make sure there's enough time between now and then so everything can change over as smoothly as possible. What can we summarise? Well, things change and we all move with it. But these days, it takes work to keep up with the pace of life and the flood, the plethora of information that floats around. It's even more difficult for people to get their minds around finances. As a little bit of a plug here, folks, my book, I Hate Numbers, isn't just a book about numbers, it's about people, it's about you and your business. Not only being successful, but enjoying life, always keeping positive things in mind, and not being a miserable so-and-so. Folks, I hope you found this podcast useful. If you've got any questions you want to share, anything you want to ask, then you know, drop us a line, we'll respond to that. But until then, happy cloud accounting.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. We hope you got some value. If you did, then we'd love it if you shared the episode. We look forward to you joining us next week for another I Hate Numbers episode.